Hey, fighters, before we get started with today's episode, I want to invite you to text the two words contractor fight to 877-807-1740 and get more connected to what we have going on here to help you build a better business. 877-807-1740 and the two words contractor fight.
The other contractors in that community genuinely care about helping you succeed. And that's really what's most important. I mean, sometimes it gets kind of personal and it gets a little dirty, but it's all out of love. It's coming from a point of caring.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go.
Hey, fighters, today I'm bringing you a short interview I do with my buddy Brad Heppner. He's a handyman in Southern Indiana, and he's been part of the contractor fight for quite a while now. He's been in some of our programs for quite a while, having some great success in his business, and I just wanted to bring him to you so that you guys can hear from just a peer of yours some of the things that he's learned over the last couple of years of being part of the fight, how he's applied those to his business, and some encouragement that he gives you guys. So without further ado, here is Brad Heppner. Who are you? Introduce yourself. What's going on?
Yeah, Tom, I'm Brad Heppner. I own a handyman business here in Southern Indiana, and it's named Team Handy. I started it 10 years ago. And we're just trucking along.
And tell us a little bit about your past, because you got some important shit in your past that people need to know too. That's worthy of respect.
Right out of high school, I did 4 years in the Marines.
Yeah, there you go, Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi.
Good shit. So, what'd you do in the Marines?
Primary job was infantry.
Likewise.
Yeah. So,
what is that, 0311 bullet stopper?
Bullet sponge, that's what I was called.
Bullet sponge, there you go, man. Well, good stuff. And where in Indiana are you at?
Southern Indiana, Evansville, Indiana area. We're right on the tip of the boot, so we're right across from Kentucky and just okay. Right across from Illinois.
Well, good stuff. Yeah, I grew up outside of Chicago, and every now and then we'd get over to Indiana, so... But, dude, I'm grateful that you're here. For people listening, watching this, one of the things that we're going to do here in the fight going forward is just kind of bring some people on that are like you guys, right? They're grinding every day. They got shit, you know, I don't mean this in a bad way. They have shit in their head, you know, that they got to work through and things like that. And so from time to time, we're going to have people like Brad on here just to kind of share what's going on and things that they're doing to improve as a contractor. So Brad, you've been around the fight for a while. How'd you find the fight? How long you been in the fight in general? Like, what's that look like?
Well, I originally found you on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think, and this was probably a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, but I think originally I was searching for how to do estimates or something like that. I saw one of your videos, and then I watched a couple more videos. I found the fight page, the Facebook group.
Right.
It was probably a year ago, and I didn't want to join because I didn't want to own my shit.
Ooh.
Like, legitimately, I didn't join because I didn't want to go through that process.
Yeah, so for people that don't know that process, what's that look like?
Well, you got to own your shit. I mean, you got, I think a lot of people don't fully understand what that means, but I mean, it's like taking an honest look at yourself and, you know, realizing what you're doing wrong in your business and, putting all the ego, all the pride aside, you know, which is hard for this, you know, jarheads to do. We're very egocentric people, but being able to look at yourself and say, I don't know how to do this, or I do this wrong, or whatever, I need help in this area. And then, you know, posting that on a group for several thousand people to see that, it's not an easy thing to do, to be honest with you.
Well, actually, most don't do it too. You know, we right. have probably, depending on the day of the week, we have 20 to 50 people a day that are requesting access to the group. And in general, we let them in right away. But then within 24 hours, you got to do either a video or just type a post and own your crap. And owning your crap isn't just, it's not like I suck at marketing, but it needs to be like a character thing. Like I'm a procrastinator. I'm a pussy when it comes to talking about money with clients, or, you know, I let my guys walk all over me because I'm insecure. Because, you know, we just believe in the fight that self-awareness is key. And we're talking about our free group here. This is like a free Facebook group.
Yeah.
And I just personally, when we started it, I didn't want thousands and thousands of guys in there, people in there that weren't just willing to have a degree of humility. And I think you and I are alike, as I've gotten to know you, in one main way, and that's we take it on the chin. Yeah. Like when we're not getting something, when we're wrong, when we don't understand something, we're like, yeah. You know, so it surprises me that you put off joining because of that, because I think it's really become a strength of yours. Like you're just kind of in our 100K group and CSA and all that other stuff that you're in, you're like an open book.
Yeah.
Now you are. So what was it for you that moved you from, I don't want to own my crap, to now you're just like, here I am, what do you got?
You know, I don't remember exactly what it was. I think there was some buy-in. I mean, the thing that drew me to you originally was your personality, obviously being a former Marine. That's what, you know, attracted me to your videos and stuff originally. But then there was also maybe a little bit of, you know, is this guy really, like, is he telling the truth, or is he kind of full of shit about some of the stuff? Because there was, you know, there was a lot of things that you were talking about that was like, you know, I can't get 50% gross profit in my area. It's just not possible. So there was a lot of head trash around that. I don't remember exactly what maybe pulled the trigger that was just like, all right, I got to join this group.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned quite a long time ago that if you're vulnerable, the more vulnerable you are, the faster you will grow. It doesn't matter what it is, business, personal life, whatever. The more vulnerable you are, the faster you will grow.
But Brad, you're a tough infantry Marine, man. You can't be vulnerable, you know?
That's head trash, Tom.
It is head trash. And I tell you, it's and vulnerability doesn't mean that you're a whiny little bitch, right? Like it's like being vulnerable is, and you see this in success with the most, in the world of the most successful people, they have that degree of self-awareness where they understand, I can't be a master at everything. I can't be great at everything. I'm going to have some weak spots in my game. And, you know, and sometimes I miss the point of things. Sometimes things go over my head or whatever. Like I'll tell you, I have shit tons of crap, but one of my biggest areas of crap, and it's fresh in my mind here this week, for personal reasons, is I'm a really good negotiator and arguer after the negotiation and the argument. Like I am not strong in the moment because I sometimes let my emotions get the best of me and things like that. And I'm just aware of it. So I've made it a point through the years to kind of try to put up some boundaries of things I'm willing to talk about and not talk about. And even though I'm kind of a wing it type guy, I've learned that I really want to be prepared when I go into something that's super important, because I know that, you know, usually takes me some time to really be able to articulate my side. And if I don't do that, probably it comes out as anger, or I come out seriously, like I just cave. you know, stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't even know why I shared that, but I just did.
Well, it's funny you said that because I, you know, something, I'll have a conversation early in the day with a customer or employee or whatever. And then, you know, later on that night, I might be at dinner with my wife and I'm not really talking much and my mouth's moving. I'm just over here mouthing stuff. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just replaying this conversation in my head I had 8 hours ago, you know, 100 times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we're really good at breaking down the game tape, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just should-haves and could-haves and stuff like that. The highest achievers take control of their thoughts and their actions, and that's why we created the Fight Planner. Every day you're bombarded by tens of thousands of thoughts, and most of them are negative. You're also given many choices to how to spend your time, and unfortunately, we allow ourselves to get hijacked throughout the day, and the result is we underachieve and we don't hit our goals. The Fight Planner is a tool to help you control just that, your thoughts and your actions, because those are really the only things that we do have control over. When you are intentional in these areas, you're going to move closer to your goals faster. So I want to invite you right now, if you want to dial your shit in, head to thecontractorfight.com/fight-planner. contractorfight.com/fight-planner and get your copy today. So I got a couple more things I just want to throw out your way. And, you know, like I told you before, we really don't script the questions and stuff, but I just want to talk about concepts. First concept is something over the past, you know, whether it was in just the general free Facebook group or it's been in one of the programs, it doesn't matter what it is, but just what comes to mind about certain concepts that we've talked or you've learned or things that we teach that you really feel are, that have moved the needle for you the most in your business that are worth sharing. And then after that, I'll just ask you to, as we part, really give some encouragement to those that are listening in any area that you want. So go for it.
Yeah, probably the single biggest piece of advice that I took from you guys, from all your content and stuff, is the 50% gross profit. I mean, I started doing that, I don't know, 8 months ago or whatever, right before. Let me back up a little bit. I kind of knew of the idea of it, you know, a year ago, but I wasn't implementing it because I had a head trash. It wasn't possible. But about 8 months ago, I started implementing it, and that along with the Shin Fu process, which kind of helped to be able to do that, really allowed me to really, I mean, just start making money,
yeah.
Like really make money. Like I said, I've been in business for 10 years and I've always paid the bills, but you know, the amount of money I was putting in my pocket was nominal for what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Why do you feel most contractors shy away from embracing the whole 50% gross profit thing? What do you think is the heart of it?
I think a lot of it is just the head trash around the industry. I mean, just in the industry itself, you know, we talk to other contractors, and we don't know. I think contracting is one of the few types of businesses where you don't really have to have much business knowledge to start the business.
Right.
You know, like if you want to start a retail business, you got to have some business acumen to be able to do that. I think in contracting, you don't have to have very much knowledge. And so we get in this, we just come up with our own ideas of what we're supposed to charge, or we ask the guy next door or buddies or on some group, you know, what are you charging? And we've all seen those groups where you see people get on there and like, how much would you charge for this job?
Yeah.
You know, they just don't even have a clue what to charge for it. And somebody, 10 states over is giving them a rate that's probably 20% less than what they should be charging.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, the whole, what should I charge thing? And we give people shit in the public group all the time, right? It's the groups to the point now where, hey, what would you guys charge? And most people that have been around for a while are now going, well, what's it costing you to do it? What are your goals in your company? Like there's all these other things. I would say if you're a younger, smaller specialty contractor, meaning a million or under, okay, you know, the starting point is 50% gross profit. Because it's just going to, the more you keep is going to just make your life easier along the way. But it is possible for a company, I mean, I work with companies that 40% is their sweet spot, Okay. But they didn't come out of the gate with that. It was years of data and understanding goals and overhead and, you know, how many leads do they need to get? I mean, there's all this stuff that's in there. So if anyone's listening to this and you're broke, start with 50 and be bold, because you're selling at 30 now and you're broke. So you can't be any more broke, right? So, you know, it's, I guess you could, but you get my point here.
I would say, you know, if you're just terrified of doing that, if you're at 40, if you're starting at 35 right now, do the next job at 40%. And then mm-hmm. go to 45% and then just keep doing that until you hit a ceiling.
I was on the phone with a guy the other day. he was literally about to send this bid for like 28 grand for something. And he was really tight on it. He like felt he had all this head trash that he felt like he had to be competitive. And it was funny. He called me. We were talking. He called me. He goes, dude, before I hit send, I was like, well, what could go wrong? What's the pain in the ass factor? You know, what am I inviting into my life with this client and all this other stuff? And he's like, if everything goes right at 28 grand, what am I really going to make? And is it worth it? Right. And he answered in like 30 seconds. He ran through this. He went back in, added 6 more grand to the thing. And he had reasons for doing this. He's like, I can offer better value, blah, 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 blah. Hit send. Next morning, they replied, hey, perfect. Let's get it scheduled. That's right where we thought it would be.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of times we're our own biggest enemy. We're negotiating against ourselves. And if you guys notice what I said there, he didn't just throw 6 grand on because he's a greedy bastard. He thought through this, like, what could go wrong? What's the risk? How's it going to affect other things in the business? And the most important thing is, if you're not adding massive value to people, then you don't deserve to charge more. Okay. And that's a lot of times people hear us preach 50% here and, you know, all the other crap that we're in your face about. Don't ever mistake that should happen in the absence of value, is my point.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I mean, you can't be driving a beater truck with a magnet on the side of it, you know, mm-hmm. and expect to get 50% profit margins.
Right.
I'm not saying you can't, but it's probably not as likely.
Yeah, because, you know, it's about your brand, and am I going to be in business long enough to service people? And, you know, we don't want to be like most contractors have this reputation of running from job to job to job. They take money, rob Peter to pay Paul. Yep. They miss the details when they close a job out. They drop the ball with certain expectations that the client thought they were going to have. And all that happens because we're simply not charging enough to be able to slow down and knock it out of the park.
Yeah, and I can give you an illustration. I think you'll like this, Tom. I just invoiced a job today and did my job cost on it. And this was a drywall, like a ceiling drywall repair, and then mm-hmm. paint the ceiling afterwards. And we don't do painting. I mean, we do a little bit of touch-up stuff here and there, but this was like a kitchen and living room, paint the whole ceiling.
Yeah.
And that we're just not painters. You know, we're not efficient at it. We can do good work, but it takes us way longer than a real painter. And I was like, man, I was, you know, freaking out about the cost and all that stuff and how long it was going to take. And I was asking my guys, and they were way overestimating because they were trying to pad in, you know, their own ability to get it done. Anyways, long story short, a job costed it today. And our gross profit on that job was 67.3%. And the customer emailed back and was super happy.
Yeah. Yep. Contrary to popular belief, most people are not cheap asses. Most people want high value. They want you to do what you say. They don't want a to-do list when you leave. They don't want to wonder if you're coming, you know, and you can't deliver on all that if you can't afford to hire good people like you do. And and good people, FWs, cost more money. It's fucking math, you know? So, that's good shit. So I'm going to ask you one more question, then I'm going to ask you to kind of share anything on your mind. In one sentence, 30 seconds or less, you know, you mentioned the bridge sales training program that we have. And there's a lot of things there. What's one thing that in 30 seconds to 60 seconds, you could give contractors out there from a sales process point of view that you think above all things, they got to learn?
They need to learn how to sell over the phone. I mean, it's just that simple. Then you learn how to sell over the phone, and then you quit doing free estimates. That's a lot of, I mean, it's easy to say, it's a lot harder to do, but I mean, that's what they need to figure out how to do. They got to learn how to sell jobs over the phone, and yes, you can do it. Yes, you can bracket. Don't give me that crap about, well, every job's different and we do specialty, blah, blah, blah. No, you can do it. You just got to learn the process, and you can do it. It's that simple.
Yeah. Starts, what is it right there? There I'm backwards. What we think we become, right? You know, if you believe it, it's going to happen. Your beliefs will lead to your actions. And there's a lot more to that. It's not an easy button, but you've put in a lot of work. You've done a lot of role plays. You've put, you know, in these role plays, we put ourselves in situations that allow you to pick up a phone, have a conversation with somebody. And I would say, I've always said this, maybe this is your goal, but it doesn't matter. My goal is I want to use the telephone to just make sure we're a good fit before I schlep my ass out there. Absolutely. The goal is not necessarily to sell over the phone. The goal is to protect our time, to make sure that we're only standing in front of the right buyers, that we're going to be a good fit. So that's really the heart of, what is it here? Shin Fu. Look at that. Yeah. I'm wearing this today. All right, man. Well, you got the stage here for the last however long you need here. You got a bunch of contractors. Some have earbuds in on the job right now. Some are driving around in their trucks. Some are on their iPad in bed. You know, whatever. What haven't we talked about that you feel like, man, I want to give this to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. I mean, I've always been a believer of, you know, getting help. I've had multiple coaches over the years, local, you know, long distance. I think you got to find somebody or a system or a program, whatever it is, that fits your personality, that fits what you want to, you know. Obviously, there's people out there producing stuff that maybe isn't the right stuff to be listening to. But, you know, there's people out there like yourself, like the 100K, like CSA, that are putting out really good information, and you just got to find something that works for you. Obviously, you know, your personality, my personality are very similar, that, you know, a lot of people that doesn't appeal to, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, screw this guy. He's too arrogant. And that's fine. You just got to find somebody that, you know, that you can learn from. And I'll just to kind of go back on what I just said, sometimes you don't always have to like the messenger. As long as the message is what you need to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple things that you've said over the past that I don't agree with 100% on what you say, but, you know, that's just one little tiny thing. If I'm getting all this information, I don't have to like every single thing you say.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you saying that, because I'm one guy.
Yeah.
I'm one guy with a worldview and a perception and, you know, and my own experiences. And the last thing I want is everyone to be little robots. You have your own unique abilities. Everybody's achieved a degree of success without me in their life. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I just want to help you be a little more successful, and our coaches want to help you be a little more successful and help you identify what success means for you, and just simply be a tool to do that. And not every tool, I just call myself a tool, not every tool is applicable in the moment. Like, you know, if I got to change a light bulb, I probably don't need a hammer. Okay. Right. You're a Marine Corps platoon, then you do, but then that's everything's right. A hammer, right?
But, security, overwatch, everything else.
But I really appreciate that you can't do this alone. We can certainly be successful on our own, but I don't think we'll ever reach our full potential without being open-minded, you know? And I think, you know, you're not for everybody for certain customers in your industry. I'm not for everybody in the contracting world. And I think that's totally okay. So I really appreciate you bringing that up, man, because that's a big deal. We've had some people come in and they feel like, I'll talk about the Shin Fu here for a minute. People are like, oh, I feel guilty because I'm not doing it exactly, or I'm not selling all my jobs over the phone like other people they see in the group. And I'm like, well, time out here a minute. Are you selling work? Are you bracketing? You could do this in person. It doesn't have to be on the phone. You can use this. You can use elements of this and other things that have been successful for you. You know, I always picture like the quiver with the arrows in it. You know, it's like when you equip yourself with the right weaponry, if we want to talk about that. Like, you're like, you know what? I don't need a grenade for this right now. I need this. I need this one question that I've picked up through the years and, you know, my training or whatever it might be. So anyway, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I would just add to that, you know, that if you're like the very first time getting on and watching a YouTube video and you watch one video, you know, about contracting, it's not going to necessarily make all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. And as the more and more repetitions you do, the more you learn, even if you learn the same concept, you know, 10 different times and maybe from 10 different people, you start seeing overlapping themes there. Of stuff that you can take out of it. I remember I had a staff sergeant. I didn't like him. I thought he was one of my platoon sergeants and I didn't like him. And he told all of us one time, you know, you don't have to like the leader. You mm-hmm. just, if there's something that they're doing, you can just take that one little element from them and then put it in your memory bank,
yeah.
You know, and then take this leadership skill from this other guy. And you just start forming your own, you know, mm-hmm. Leadership style. And it's the same with coaching. I mean, you can learn from people you don't even like if they're giving out solid advice. And then you just start building on this, you know, and you just keep overlapping all of this knowledge until it just clicks. And then you just make it your own.
Well, over the past several months, I've watched you not just learn, but you implement. And that's really the secret sauce, right? It's like you said, it doesn't matter who the messenger is. If it's something that's going to help me and I can implement it, like people ask us all the time, you see these posts, like, what's the best CRM, right?
Right.
You know, for a contractor. And my reply is always the one you use. Yeah. Like if you're using it, if you commit to using it, like having the CRM does us no good. Having all this knowledge does us no good if we're not going to do what you've done, and that's actually apply it and work through the mud and get uncomfortable and those things. That's how you get better. So,
yeah, and it's a process. You know, you're not going to do it one. It's not going to do one time, and you're a master at it. I mean, ever mm-hmm. since I started implementing Shin Fu, I've had to completely redo my sales process.
Yeah,
and in a way, it's like made things more difficult because now I got to change my lead funnel and all that, you know, I got to find a CRM network, all this stuff happens, but you still got to take action and you just keep working through it until you figure out what works.
I love it, my man. Well, I know you have your shit together. I know, we got a lot of people that listen to this thing and a lot of them probably within your radius. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, to talk about coming to work for you in some capacity, if somebody wants to hire you, maybe that's listening to this, whatever, I'd love for you to just kind of share where we can find you. And we'll also put that in the show notes and the description and all that other stuff. But, where do we find you?
Yeah. So the name of my business is, Team Handy, and, we're online, you know, teamhandy.com. Facebook, Team Handy, anything that comes out, I always try to grab that username. So if you just search Team Handy, you can find us for sure.
Good stuff. We'll put links there. And Brad, super appreciate you, man. You know, it was awesome to get you meet you in person in December in Nashville finally.
Yeah, absolutely.
We both thought, he thought I was taller, I thought he was shorter, and then we met, and you're what, 6'5"?
6'5", yep.
Yeah, and I'm 5'10". That was the biggest thing I heard from people that met me. They're like, oh, you're way shorter than I thought. So I'm 5'10", so it's 5'10", 200 pounds.
You were like too many short jokes for you down in Nashville, but you took notes, man.
I can handle it, man. I can handle it. Brad, appreciate you, man, and everybody, take to heart what he shared today. You can do this stuff in your industry. You can do this stuff in your area. You know, like I have behind here, like really it's what we think we become. You know, what we think becomes, you know, our thoughts become our beliefs, right? And our beliefs become our actions. And so take control of what you put in your brain every day. Get around other people. Like, and that was a big thing you touched on, Brad, was the community. You can't do this alone. Like, I know part of the success here for all of us is that you are in a community where you have like-minded people that are all battling to prove the world wrong, that I can do this in my industry, I can do this in my area, that we do deserve the respect and to make money and all that other stuff as a contractor. So
Well, I'll just add one last thing on that, Tom. Yep. It's not even the community. It's that the other contractors in that community genuinely care about helping you succeed. Mm-hmm. And that's really what's most important. I mean, you could have guys that talk back and forth, but if they don't care about helping you succeed, I mean, you've seen some of the conversations in CSA and 100K. I mean, sometimes it gets kind of personal, mm-hmm. and it gets a little, yeah. you know, dirty, but it's all out of love. I mean, literally, it's coming from a point of caring. And that's awesome to have that in your corner.
Good shit, man. Well, appreciate you having you here today. I know you helped several people move a little bit forward in their business, and
hopefully
we'll catch you a little later on, man.
All right, Tom. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out here today. Travis, rock us out with the guitars. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast or reviewed it, go ahead and do that. If you're watching this on YouTube, share this with another contractor. Hit subscribe, and we'll put some details in the show notes and stuff of how you can find our free groups, or if you want more info on the bridge or 100K or any of the other stuff we have going on, it's there. You guys rock. We got a roll. We'll see you next time.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.